Hey there, awesome humans. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served up with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like life's just throwing curveballs and you're barely keeping your head above water? You know that feeling when stress starts to creep in, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming? Trust me, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Managing stress and burnout before they take over your life. Because let's be honest, life throws enough curveballs as it is. We don't need to add unnecessary pressure to the mix. Stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about learning to navigate those tough emotions with grace and resilience. So, buckle up, because I'm sharing 5 powerful Stoic principles that can help you not only manage stress, but actually thrive in the face of it. First up, acceptance. Now, I know what you're thinking, acceptance. Easy for you to say, Logan. But hear me out. Acceptance isn't about giving up or resigning yourself to a life of misery. It's about acknowledging reality as it is, without judgment. Instead of fighting against the current, learn to ride the waves. When you accept things as they are, you free up mental energy to focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Number 2. Perspective. We often get caught up in the minutiae of our day-to-day lives, focusing on small stuff that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Take a step back, zoom out, and look at the bigger picture. Remember that most problems are temporary and this too shall pass. Think about it like this. Are you stressing over a traffic jam? In the grand tapestry of your life, is that really going to matter a year from now? Probably not. Use your energy for things that truly contribute to your well-being and happiness. Thirdly, focus on what's within your control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it. Focus your energy on the things you can influence: your attitude, your actions, your choices. Let go of the need to control external circumstances and trust that things will unfold as they should. Number 4. Mindfulness. Stoicism is all about living in the present moment. When you're constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, stress just compounds. Practice mindfulness by bringing your attention to the here and now, what you see, hear, smell, taste, touch. This simple practice can help you ground yourself and find peace amidst the chaos. And finally, number 5. Self-care. This isn't selfish, it's essential. Just like a car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, so do we. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's exercise, spending time in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a relaxing path. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tight deadline, emails piling up, and colleagues buzzing around like bees in a hive. Your heart starts to race, palms sweating, feeling that familiar stress creeping. But then you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings, the hum of the office, the scent of coffee brewing, the gentle tapping of your keyboard. You remind yourself that this is just one moment in time, and it won't last forever. You prioritize your tasks, focusing on what you can control, knowing that everything else will fall into place. See? You've got this. By practicing these Stoic principles, you can not only manage stress but actually transform into an opportunity for growth and resilience. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Take care of yourself, stay grounded, and keep moving forward with intention and purpose. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and conquer your day. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread the Stoic love. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.